The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The voice of the people. News Talk 710, KNUS, Denver.
To be the man, you gotta beat the man. And I'm saying, woo, right here. I'm the man.
The voice of the people. This is the Peter Boyle Show.
And a happy New Year's Eve to you, to yours. I'm Randy Corcoran, back here from Saturday mornings. I can make you two promises. Today will be the last time that Peter Boyle plays hooky this year. And maybe better yet, today will be the last time that I do the Peter Boyle Show.
Not better yet.
This year.
No. No, not at all.
I don't get it. Peter is in for a day. A day. And now he's back up skiing for a couple of days. I mean, keep it up, buddy. Because I really love doing your show, you know. It's pretty good. Hey, before we get to the news, today, I always got to get this out of the way if I'm on the air on December 31st. Today was my big brother's 64th birthday. Mm. And so happy birthday, Chris. Love you, miss you. We lost him 37 years ago in a car crash. No drugs, you know, no alcohol, no fleeing the scene of a crime, yeah. Just a stupid, tragic accident. But he was incredible. I always wonder what life would have been like over all these decades, you know, having him around as an adult. So I had to get that out of the way, and now I'm ready. We've got a great show ahead, but I think we've got some news to deliver, and Jeff Hildebrand, when I last saw you last week, I said, see you next year, because nobody told me Peter was going skiing again.
Right.
But here we go again. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. There is word this morning that the U.S. ambassador and embassy staff in Baghdad had to be evacuated after hundreds of protesters tried to swarm the heavily guarded American embassy. Those people are outraged over the deaths of around two dozen Iranian-backed militia fighters that were killed by U.S. airstrikes over the weekend. This news sponsored by American Financing. Mortgage rates are low. See how much you can save with free mortgage review from American Financing. 303-695-7000. That's American Financing. .net, NMLS 182334, regulated by the Division of Real Estate. Downtown Denver is going to be the place to be tonight as the city gets set to ring in the new year. A pair of fireworks shows along the 16th Street Mall will light up the sky to close out 2019. Those are set for 9 o'clock and midnight. Shows will be synced to music lists played by live DJs along the mall. Each one will run for about 8 minutes. And thousands of New York City police officers, both in uniform and in plain clothes, are going to be in Times Square tonight. At around a million people are expected to gather to welcome in the new year. Security measures there also include cameras and drones.
Drones, man. Are there any updates on these massive blocks of drones that have been kind of scoping out different counties up there in northern Colorado?
No word yet on who may be behind them. There are a lot of people saying, oh, no, it's not me.
But that's just fascinating that they could keep it secret.
It's DARPA. It's the government. It's, you know, the shadow people.
The worst people in the world keeping secrets are the federal government. But you'd think somebody just put a drone up and follow them, see where they're landing. They've got to be taking off from somewhere and returning there. or satellite imagery.
Well, of course. I think just ask Alexa.
Alexa, who's flying the
who's
drones?
Who's flying the drones?
That's a good idea. Siri. Hey, Siri. Oh, she just woke up. Hey, Siri, who's flying the drones over Colorado? She's thinking about
Siri
it.
Siri says, ask Alexa.
That's right. Let's see. I've got no audio for some reason. The volume's up. Okay.
Oh.
No big deal. You know, that's about the same as when...
Okay. I found this on the web for she just woke up. Hey, Siri, who's flying the drones over Colorado? Check it out.
Is it legal to shoot down a drone hovering over your property? I-70 semi-crash highway. Okay, that didn't help much at all. It reminds me when Chris Cuomo tried to call his mother on air.
Oh, yeah.
Did you remember that? We played the heck out of that to try and add substance to one of the witnesses in the impeachment sham trial in the House. Because, remember, somebody came in and testified I heard one end of a conversation and I could hear the president shouting on the other. It was hilarious.
Yeah.
Just hilarious.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm glad we got that out of the way.
Okay. Hey, Siri, may I continue? Yes. She says
Siri,
yes.
Siri says, you're not done yet.
Well, the Durango and Silverton Narrow Gauge Railroad may wind up paying millions of dollars in damages for a fire that burned more than 54,000 acres in Colorado. Government seeking $25 million in damages for the cost of fighting the 416 fire. Investigation found that a spark from a coal-burning locomotive owned by the railroad started the fire in the summer of 2018. Well, on Thursday, a state board is set to consider six new statewide initiatives that could wind up in front of Colorado voters. Among the proposals is one giving tax credits to people who vote in Colorado's primary and general elections. Another would make Election Day a statewide holiday. So it looks like we may finally get paid for voting. Denver's controversial ban on urban camping is heading back to court. The city has filed a notice of appeal after the ordinance was overturned last week by a judge who said it was unconstitutional. Denver police have already suspended enforcement of that ordinance. ICE is asking immigration courts to begin the process of deporting some people who are enrolled in the DACA program. There are reports that cases have been reopened in at least three states, Arizona, Nevada, and Missouri. Well, the man accused in last Friday's deadly shooting at the town center in Aurora is being held without bond now. Kamel Garrett due back in court next Monday for a formal filing of the charges. Candlelight vigil outside the West Freeway Church of Christ last night honored the two worshipers who were killed by a gunman during Sunday morning service. Microsoft, they're taking down several websites linked to North Korea-based hacking groups. The tech giant said the domains were used to steal information from government employees, think tanks, and people who work on human rights, world peace, and nuclear proliferation issues. Facebook pulling HIV drug advertisements over complaints about misleading information. Dozens of LGBTQ advocacy groups had called for Facebook to remove the ads for Truvada. The activists linked the drug to potential side effects such as severe bone and kidney damage. Well, in sports, in college football action, Florida edged Virginia to win the Orange Bowl. Louisville dropped Mississippi State in the Music City Bowl. California outlasted Illinois at the Red Box Bowl. And on today's schedule, Florida State faces Arizona State at the Sun Bowl. Utah meets Texas at the Alamo Bowl. Navy takes on Kansas State at the Liberty Bowl. And finally, Broncos general manager John Elway believes the team is heading in the right direction, despite not making the playoffs. Elway says he's excited about Drew Locke's progress, and when asked if Locke will be the starter next season, Elway says he doesn't see any other option.
I wouldn't think so. All right, do you follow the Broncos? Are you a Broncos fan?
Sure.
Not really?
Not really.
Okay.
No.
It was just interesting because Sunday, I guess, maybe it was. Yeah, it was Sunday. Actually, during the game, I stopped into a place where my wife and I like to pick up pizzas, coal-fired pizzas, and there were people sitting around the bar, and they were all saying, it's time for Elway to go. And it was just like heresy to me, you know? Denver native, came back in 77, the year they went to the first Super Bowl, hadn't been a huge football fan, got sucked up into all the people painting their houses orange and blue. I didn't do that myself, but there was a lot of that going on.
Sure.
And then decades of just despair for Bronco fans until John Elway came along, and at the backside of his career, after many, many heroic performances, you know, took us there.
Yeah.
And then he's the one who engineered Peyton Manning, which got us Super Bowl 50. Was extraordinary. A quarterback who really couldn't play anymore, but just outsmarted everybody, didn't make mistakes. And now we've got this young stud quarterback who was injured at the start of the year, so we didn't get him to the last five or six games, but he lost. He won every game but one.
Right.
And people want to just throw out the old Bronco hero. That just doesn't make much sense to me.
Well, Peyton Manning is still an inspiration, I think, for the Broncos.
Yeah. Yeah, he comes in and talks to the players. And I imagine Elway thought he was going to pull that off with Flacco, another Super Bowl quarterback, when he came in. But he came in with, seems to me, no heart whatsoever.
Yeah.
Just no enthusiasm anyway. So, well, anyway, since you are such a deeply invested Broncos fan, I thought it'd be worthwhile to get your opinion on that.
Well, I'll tell you. No, I don't think Elway should go. I think Elway is, he's an ambassador for Denver.
Yeah.
Not just the Broncos.
Yeah, that's a good
point. But he is really an ambassador, positive role model for the city. And, I'm behind him as close as I can get, you know?
Now, the last time I was here doing Peter's show on New Year's Eve, it was probably last year. And Tommy was here, Tommy Mueller.
Yes.
And we talked about his New Year's Eve celebration.
Tom's.
And he actually admitted that he was going to extend his bedtime from about 6 p.m. to all the way up to 7:30, 7:45.
Right.
And that's a stretch for him.
Definitely.
Because he's been doing 2 and 3 a.m. for a long, long time.
Oh, yeah.
Any big plans for you?
I may extend my... No.
Yeah.
No big plans.
I had my days of youthful indiscretions of staying up late and ringing in the new year.
Do tell.
Yeah, well, no, what I don't do think mean? We'll get into any detail. What? People can run a background check if they want to. It's no big deal. But, well, I wish you a very, very happy new year.
And to you.
And I will definitely not be seeing you next week because Peter's actually back on Thursday.
I'll be here Thursday and Friday with Peter.
So I can't imagine he'll be taking any more ski trips for a little while.
Not till probably a week from Thursday.
I was surprised you didn't talk more about some of the new laws that are coming into effect.
Well, we talked about the red flag yesterday.
Did you?
That's the only one that counts.
Yeah, well, it's pretty scary, and I think Friday, maybe it was Mark who was in then, but we had Sheriff Steve Reams, Weld County Sheriff,
right.
Steve Reams on. He wound up staying on with us, I think, for the full hour, and really dug into red flag. I've got audio from the hero that stopped the church shooting that you reported about in Texas, and actually have audio of the shooting itself that I'm going to play. So people, if that's disturbing, get ready. But there's a point to be made from hearing it. And but there are some other crazy laws that are being implemented. I plagiarized a list from my buddy Derek Wilburn, the former vice chair of the Colorado State Republican Party. But he put together an amazing list. Jude's Law will take effect tomorrow. Grants people the ability to change the past. If a person was born male or female, and the body parts, most people know what that means, but now identifies as being the opposite gender. This law allows him, her, or it in transition, whatever, to obtain a new clean birth certificate, citing they were born as the gender they now identify with, rather than the gender that is consistent with their anatomy. And so I'm assuming that means if after treatment, after time passes, if the grass isn't greener on the other side, that they can get a third birth certificate down the road and go back. So welcome.
Good, yeah.
Welcome to the Roaring 20s, baby.
I can.
The Roaring 20s are coming.
I just wonder if people are going to get them framed and put up in their...
The body parts or the birth certificates?
No, the birth certificates.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You could get them put up in the bathrooms, you know, frame them and...
You know, when I talk about this stuff, and there's obviously some sarcasm in my voice,
no.
I'm not trying to minimize people that are struggling with this emotionally, mentally. I mean, I can't imagine what it would be like to live your life believing you're trapped in a body that is the wrong sex. That's just extraordinary to me and has to be very, very difficult. But do we really change the biology? Do we really? You know, I put together a list, a very short list of the winners and losers for 2019.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the biggest loser for 2019 are young women athletes who are now not having the ability to win in the sports that they've played since they were kids, into high school, now into college, because someone who's biologically male can come in and because males have superior physicality, can win almost every time.
Sure, yeah.
And so the Roaring 20s are going to be a mixed blessing.
Definitely. What else?
Well, let's see here. This is great if you own a restaurant. The definition now of an imminent health hazard has been expanded, as only leftists can do. And I'm not going to go into the details. I'm not in that business either. But what it does is it increases substantially the list of items which can cause an inspector to fail a restaurant and imposes a $1,000 fine and state and suspension of your license for offenders. And so, you know, it's we empower these bureaucrats. And, you know, I just opened an auto repair business with my son-in-law in Littleton a few months ago. And it's great for me because that was my first career. 20 years I fixed cars. And so it's great to have that business going again. And it's rocking and rolling. But there was such a distinction from inspector to inspector. And had the final inspection been done by the first inspector, we might still not be open.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Because some people come in with a chip on their shoulder. They're looking for trouble instead of looking for a way to help a business get into compliance, get underway, start generating services to the community, tax revenues to the city. And so it's just more big government in action. Very, very concerning. And then... Now,
well, you know, as a consumer, as somebody who goes to restaurants, the idea of expanding the definition of what the dangers are and the possibilities that you can catch something at a restaurant. I mean, I like that kind of concept that we're always learning what can hurt us. And they're taking steps to try to protect the populace. On the other hand, you're absolutely right. People go in with a chip on their shoulder or their hand out, trying to look around at what could cost the business.
Yeah, you know, are the inspectors going to be graded or promoted based on the number of violations they find? Or is their motivation and is the supervisor going to assess how well they're doing their job by how many businesses they help bring into compliance without onerous fines or shutdowns or other types of delays?
Right.
You know, obviously in food services, we want our food properly cooked. We want hands washed. We want clean kitchens and all those kinds of things. But you see the list of the kind of things that they will inspect, with a $1,000 fine now thrown in there. I mean, what if you're a hot dog truck, you know, one of those portable trucks or something yeah. like that, or a small restaurant. I've got a good buddy who has a little coffee stand in Parker that he's had there for decades, and people just drive through throughout the day, burritos oh, yeah. and pastries right. and all that. This kind of stuff could just put you right flat out of business.
Sure.
It's very, very scary. Yeah. Well, there's more of them. We're already up to our first break. I want to give everybody an idea of how you can get a hold of us today. Phone lines will be wide open until about 6:20 when we have our first guest. I'll tell you about the lineup for the show when we come back. Phone lines are 303-696-1971, 696-1971. And if you're listening on the 710 KNUS app, always remember that text to studio feature. We've already got the first text in this morning. Love reading your texts on the air. And then you can communicate with me directly. If you follow me on Twitter at Randy Corcoran, or become a Facebook friend, we can private message. And I just love the emails, the private chats, most of them, and some of the texts we have to edit a little bit because there are those seven words or so you can't say on radio. But anyway, really looking forward to the end of the year show with you. We'll go through some of these other new laws that are going to be underway. Certainly red flag is a big, big deal. And when we come back, though, we're going to get very, very serious for a few minutes. See what Democrats have said about empowering individuals, making our schools and other facilities safer by having good guys with guns in place. And then hear specifically from the hero, Jack Wilson, who saved multiple dozens, perhaps, of lives at this church service just a couple of days ago. And so a lot of reasons to stick around. I'm Randy Corcoran in for Peter Boyles on 710 KNUS.
Peter Boyles Show.
We're back at 5:30. Randy Corcoran in for Peter Boyles. Happy New Year's Eve to you and yours. I already mentioned who I thought was the biggest loser from 2019, young women athletes who no longer can compete on an equal playing field when someone who's biologically a man can declare themselves to be a woman and then step in and dominate track, wrestling, whatever the sport is. It's very unfair. It's shocking to me that feminists are not outraged. And now we have a brand new law. Lots of them kicking off starting tomorrow right here in our own beautiful Colorado, where someone who believes that they are in the wrong gendered body, regardless of their anatomy, can go in and change their birth certificate to have themselves, regardless of what they biologically, realistically, actually, truly are, they can change their birth certificate to the other. What kind of identification issues is that going to create in a criminal trial? You know, this person's identified as a woman. It's later discovered that they are biologically, genetically, physically a man. I don't know. I haven't even gotten that far. A couple of other things before we jump into some of this audio. And I will warn you, it's a short clip of the church shooting. For me, if you haven't watched it online, and you're interested just to see how quickly this thing happened, highly recommend that you go watch it. It's about 56 seconds, the clip that's been circulating all around the internet. It's just fascinating to put yourself, as someone who has actually used a firearm to defend myself, putting yourself into that situation is, I don't know, stands the hair up on the back of your neck. A couple of things, too, as we jump into the show. A woman will be the first chief of police in Aurora. This is just for the interim position. Vanessa Wilson is her name. And if you know anything about her, have any thoughts about that anonymously, if you're a city official, would love to hear what you think. Again, this is just the interim position while they search for a full-time chief. And, you know, one question I'd have is why in the world do we not just go ahead and I don't live in Aurora. I don't vote in Aurora. I used to be on the Judicial Review Committee in Aurora because my business is in Aurora, where we'd go through the judge reviews each year and interview them, rate them, and make recommendations to city council about retention of the Aurora municipal judges. So that's the extent of my involvement in Aurora government. Obviously, I had the big involvement with the police department this year when Tom Tancredo and Michelle Malkin and I put on the first stand with ICE rally, and had very little support by the Aurora police. When we did the big rally on September 21st, the police support was absolutely fantastic. But those have really been my only interventions with or interactions with the Aurora police or Aurora city government. And so I don't know anything about this woman. I was very impressed by much of what went on with Nick Metz, this issue of the officer who was found stinking drunk, vodka bottle drunk in his car while on duty and wasn't prosecuted for DUI. Seems to me, and I've reached out to Nick, no response, and okay, I mean, I know he's done with the job, and maybe he couldn't talk about any of this anyway, but that seems like a stain on the Aurora Police Department. Maybe saved one guy, but man, what message does that send to all the folks who will be charged with DUI over this holiday period? It's just mind-boggling to me. But anyway, if anybody's got any perspective on Vanessa Wilson as the interim chief, knows what's going on in the Aurora Police Department, love to hear those thoughts. 303-696-1971, the only open line we have. Before we get into this audio, since we do have callers waiting, let's see. Looks like Jim in, I don't know where. Jim is the first caller of the morning. You've been waiting the longest. Good morning. Jim in Evergreen, thanks.
Good morning.
Hey.
How are you? I would love to be able to do my gender switch Friday, because there's plenty of positions that I could apply for as a female for EEOC and all those qualifications that a man can't achieve, this at least today until Friday.
Yeah, that's a fascinating perspective. How is this? We already
great jobs.
Yeah, I already talked about how it's impacting, women's sports, of course. What's going to happen, to the Women's Basketball Association when transgendered men can start playing basketball in the WBA or whatever it's called?
Can't wait.
Yeah, it's incredible. And it looks like, I mean, there's no limit that you can change back, too. Like, maybe today feel, you remember the song, I Feel Pretty, Oh So Pretty. Maybe one morning you wake up feeling pretty, and the next day you wake up feeling handsome. And, again, we are mocking what I think is a serious issue for the people who are suffering from this gender identity thing. But are we supposed to change reality in order to accommodate a fraction of society for a mental health or a physiological, whatever the issue, how you describe the issue best, I don't know. But I'm just scratching my head, man. The roaring 2020s are upon us.
Well, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. That's a perfect example of this situation. And, boy, there's some fabulous jobs out there that both you and I could go achieve for $200,000-$300,000 a year. You're a smart guy.
That's
funny. And they'd be EEOC hires, and you don't even have to change your wardrobe. You can dress the same.
I got to know, Jim, did you get up early to work these out?
Because these are pretty good. I started work at 1. It's my job. Actually, last I spoke with you, you were telling me about your crash on your Honda 70. I want to hear about that. Do you remember that?
Sure. Yeah, the old reservoir next to the cemetery trick. There was this great riding area where we'd go, and it's where I learned to jump motorcycles. I had a little SL70 kid, and we lived in the Chicago area, and the weather got bad, and so the mechanic in me, I'd always, tear the bike down, clean it up, polish everything, tighten everything, and then the weather got good temporarily. And I thought, man, I got to go riding. So I just made sure that I had engine handlebars. I don't think I put fenders or lights on, gas tank, engine, and go. I go up there. I'm running around, and they built this whole reservoir thing. And during the summer, we were riding up the top and riding around and jumping over the pinnacle of it, landing in the soft sand down below. And so I'm riding around getting, you know, getting my feel again, getting the timing, riding the wheelies, the whole nine yards. And then I head for the reservoir, man, and I'm going to have the best jump of the fall. And, you know, I don't know if I told you this last time I gave this story on air, I forgot to throw this part in, but there were two guys sitting up on top of this thing watching me.
Yeah.
Didn't wave me off. Didn't say a word. I hit the wall of that thing. I come over the top. And it wasn't full, but they were filling it. There was water in that sucker, and I landed right smack in the drink. Hilarious. To their credits, the guys that didn't bother to stop me, I mean, they probably just thought, he can't be that stupid. What idiot on a motorcycle doesn't at least go up and see what's on the other side before hitting that jump, you know? Well, that was me at 13 or 14 or whatever I was. So.
Wow, that's part of learning. Yeah, we were talking about Evel Knievel for a moment, and I had the good fortune of seeing. I didn't see the jump in person, but I went by Caesar's Palace and saw them setting it up. And that movie, which is fascinating for motorcycle riders, anybody hasn't seen it, they should watch the Evel Knievel movie. I still just remember him doing that jump, or the actor doing the jump, and then that. It's just incredible. And it was a spectacular jump on a Harley that had about 2 inches of travel. He flew through the air. I don't even remember how many feet. It's unbelievable.
Well, yeah. I mean, the bikes now, the stunts that the kids do now were all spurred by Evel Knievel, no question. And but the machines they have, they're practically airplanes, you know, aluminum, super powerful. They're like little mini rocket ships, practically gas-powered rocket ships. Evel Knievel was jumping a semi-truck motorcycle, you know. He was something else. And are you talking about the George Hamilton movie?
George Hamilton, yeah. And his son Robbie actually jumped off a high-rise building in Las Vegas. You have to watch this. It's unbelievable. He glides down the side of this building. Even on television, you'll be afraid as a bike rider. It's unbelievable, and he does it. He lives.
Well, if you're ever traveling east on I-70, Jim, there's a brand-new Evel Knievel Museum in Topeka, Kansas.
And
I was on a Harley ride, actually, this last summer. Last year.
Yeah.
And got there about 2 or 3 weeks after they opened it. But they have a virtual reality motorcycle jump ride. You get to strap onto the bike and put on the mask and everything and ride around the downtown area and then jump a bunch of cars. It is really cool.
Oh, I'm going to Topeka, is the home of aviation there, you know, Cessna and all that. So we're all the veterans' friends go there and check out all the airplanes. I can't wait to go check that out. That seems like a spectacular thing. Is that where he's from? Is that the idea? Is that where he's born? Or is it just
no? There was a historic Harley Davidson dealership there that sponsored him and built a bunch of his bikes, and so I think that's part of why they went ahead and placed it there. But it's a cool place, and I really enjoyed my time there. It was fun riding in and riding out. Well, Jim, be sure if you do change your birth certificate that you let me know so I use the right pronouns.
I'll be ready.
And
I'll be ready.
Thanks very much for calling in this morning. God bless you, sir.
Have a great day. God bless you, too.
All right, you too. No, we got callers on the line. Jim's line is open, 303-696-1971. Let's get this break out of the way so we don't have to cut anybody short. Everybody sit tight. Texts are rolling in as well, and we're not going to have any guests until about 6:25. So we've got plenty of time for your phone calls. At 5:41, 19 to go until 6 o'clock. Randy Corcoran here for Peter Boyles on 710 KNUS.
Now, back to the Peter Boyles Show.
Down. 5:48. 12 minutes to go until 6 o'clock. Randy Corcoran here for Peter Boyles. Peter back in the saddle. Thursday, no more hooky. For Peter Boyles. And looks like Iggy went away. Iggy, where did you go? Iggy's line is open now, 303-696-1971. 303-696-1971. Triggered some calls and some texts from letting you know about one of the many new laws coming into play here in Colorado starting at midnight tonight, 12 o'clock plus 1 second, and away we go. And this is the law, Jude's Law, I think it was called, that allows a person to change their birth certificate to the gender of their choice. Yep. Regardless, you don't have to have the surgery. You don't have to take the pills. You don't have to have a doctor's certification. You pick it, you play it, and the state will change it. And that just tied right in to my conclusion that the loser of the year, and, you know, there's a whole lot more, the Democrat Party, Nancy Pelosi, there's a whole lot of folks that are really ending the year on a bad note. But women athletes are absolutely being wiped out because someone can declare themselves to be a woman in spite of the fact that they were born a man with the superior physicality that men typically have over average women, and they can just wipe them out in all sports, and feminists could not care less. I did a quick search, and according to a study in 2016, 0.6% of the population, 0.6% of the U.S. population are transgender. So about 1.3 million, a lot of people, I get it, and people who must struggle terribly with whatever it is that triggers that self-perception. But we are now redoing society. We are restructuring society from bathrooms, kids' locker rooms in elementary school and high school, where it really starts to matter, and elsewhere, and now allowing people to change their birth certificate, the certificate of their live birth, a historical document. They can go back and flip their gender. And smart texters are writing in, what are the police going to do when they're giving out descriptions? I really agree with that. Alexa writes in, I saw that they is the word of the year per the Webster Dictionary. And of course, that's one of the acceptable pronouns now to describe people who are in transition or are bi. I don't get into the details that much, but just really, really incredible. And I doubt very much that Peter Boyles is listening, but this texter, this is Don, writing in all the way from North Carolina, said he listened to Peter from 75 to 1997. Now streams and has been listening from 2015 to now, 44 years live with Peter. And he writes, I thought the next segment could be aided with the analogy that we accept and love that Dad brought life preservers when we went boating as kids. And he's tying this together. I'd said I was going to play the shooting audio and some other very relevant stuff, and we will definitely do that in the 6 o'clock hour. But Dad brought life preservers when we went boating as kids. Not that it's mandated, and it's still accepted that 1 out of 1,000 boat trips we could sink or fall overboard. There are times lives need saving by someone being ready. Gun-carrying patriots or otherwise are the ones that rise to the real occasions that matter. Mass shooters anywhere are closing in on bringing entirely logical to have armed guards. Yeah, I think what he's saying there is, listen, as you will hear on the other side when we play about 13 seconds from this church shooting, good guys with the gun save lives in churches, in schools, in malls, anywhere and everywhere. Training, being ready. The roaring 20s are upon us in what? About 19 hours in Colorado, Mountain Time Zone. And one of the things we all need to be responsible for is being aware of our circumstances and being ready for anything, because there's going to be some good. There's going to be lots and lots of crazy in 2020. All right, second hour, we'll check in with Jeff Hunt from the Centennial Institute and more of your calls next.